Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Today on my podcast, I have a very special guest named Reese. He's actually a psychic medium, and he'll be coming on my podcast today to give me a personal reading. He's got a very unique perspective on life. He views the world a bit differently than most people. And yeah, he tells me potentially of what I'm capable of, about what my future holds, and a lot more. So it's a very interesting listen, guys, and hope you enjoy.
If you're not in the best position I think you could be in based on than what I can see for you. But of course, I'm like, come on, come. Let's see what we can do about that. Let's see what's going on. And, you know, is there another perspective? Is there another angle? Mm. So, yes, I've been waiting.
I
genuinely don't say that to everyone, truly, because I don't know how, you know, all the people that book in. But you in particular, I'm like, come on. You know what it probably is? It's because I see myself in you. But I see myself a few years ago in you.
Wow. And you know what? Like, I'm like, you know what? If when I do get a reading, I'm like, it's going to be interesting because I know that's what my life's been about. It's been...
Of course. Blood,
you know, yeah. So I was like...
Yeah, but you're at Leo, right? So
yeah, yeah.
Quickly looking Western Zodiac. Leos are always going to be in some form of spotlight. Whether it's at your own workplace, whether it's self-imposed. But it's always better for Leo if they do it themselves, if you carve your own path. Because... you've got a very... Look, don't get me... Don't take this personally, but Leos have very big egos. So
you have
to kind of be able to cater for your own big ego when you're carving your own path. It's not bad to have a big ego. I've got a big fucking ego too, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you just got to learn how to use it in a way that it doesn't impede or impose upon other people, and it kind of actually helps other people.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of using something that's perceived as negative in a positive way, do you see?
That's what I spend
my life doing, is doing shit like that, using things that people think that are usually a negative, but using them in a positive way that impacts people positively. So, you're in some facet destined to be in... along the lines of helping or doing with other people. And I'll tell you why I know that. Because you're in Pythagorean, do you know, you've heard of numerology, right? You might have heard me talking about it anyway. Pythagorean numerology, there's many different types, but anyone that you see online that is doing numerology is doing Pythagorean numerology, I can guarantee you, unless they specifically say they're doing Chinese numerology or whatever. But in Pythagorean numerology, I like to look at what's known as the life path number, which is all your date of birth digits. Just put a plus in between all the digits, including any zeros, and add it all together. It'll come to a double-digit number. Now, in your case, your numbers were so high that they came to a double-digit number. Then you added those together again to get another double-digit number, which ended up as 12. And then when you add those together, you equal 3. Now, why I'm telling you that is because I like to look at that 12, those two numbers, that double-digit number that comes before the single digit, because it makes up that single-digit number. Are you following me so far?
Yeah, got you.
Great. So the reason I say that is you're a life path number 3. Now, you can look up life path 3, look up as much as you can about it, because you're going to get about 50 different interpretations, but you'll see the commonalities through all those interpretations, and you'll know the base of what a 3 is.
Yep.
But to me, the life path number 3 is the most spiritual of the 1 to 9 sequence of numbers. So that's why you've got this really big curiosity about seeing things from all different perspectives. That's probably what drew you partially to doing a podcast, because you like talking and you like discovering things, you like information. Do you see where that comes in now?
Yeah.
And understanding yourself on all those different facets of the mind, body and soul, not just the physicality of things. That's where your fascination with that comes in, because you'll be able to, and that's also wanting to assist other people, because you want to help yourself and others transcend certain issues. That's where the activism shit comes in. So what makes up that 3, like I said, is a 12. But if you look at those numbers individually and the way that they place, 1 and then 2, 1, I'm a life path number 1. So I'm a natural born leader, can you tell?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But you've kind of got that energy as your secondary energy, so to speak, because it's that, you know, number that makes up the number that is the life path number. So you've got that natural born leader stuff, but then the 2 is collaboration and working with other people, you see?
Yeah.
So they're two little kind of, if your main weapon was a crossbow, then these would be your little knives that you kept in your pockets. Do you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that's how that was a weird analogy. Don't know where that came from, but I hope you got it.
Yeah,
that's kind of what that is. So in that sense, you have those traits of the 1 and the 2 because they make up your 3. Right? So look into 3. That's my little synopsis, is that it's the most spiritual number of the 3. What I've told you already, but I recommend you look it up, because I haven't got anything on my website about it yet. Haven't had time. Been living life.
I'll definitely look it up.
So, but there's plenty of other resources. If you can't find anything that you find you're resonating with, ask me. I'll find you something in 2 seconds. But in fact, I might even just do it for you anyway.
Yeah.
So then there's another aspect I like to look at in numerology. It's called your personal year number. And that basically changes every single year. Now, I'm not going to lie, on the internet, there's a debate whether it's your birthday to birthday or whether it's January to December. I personally believe it's your birthday to birthday because January to December makes absolutely no sense because everyone is not born in January. So it doesn't make sense to me personally. So I like to go with the option that it's birthday to birthday. This year, you're in a number 4 year, so you've already transcended that. Oh, no, wait. Oh my God. Hang on. Wait. No, you're coming up to that in a couple of months. Sorry, I just did something stupid. Don't worry, don't mind me. Sorry. When I'm in the middle of a read and I'm like talking like this, sometimes my thoughts come out of my mouth by accident. Don't mind me. It's because I'm like having five different chats in my head at once, kind of thing. Just like stumbled myself. Okay, so yeah, your personal year number, you're a number four. You're in a number three at the moment, going into a number four. So let me ask you a question now. Did you just start your podcast last year?
Last year, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so do you see the thread there?
Yeah.
You're in a 3 year, and was it just after your birthday?
Before my birthday, on February last year.
So it was just before your birthday. Yeah, well, not far before anyway, but still. Yeah. So that 2 year, that's interesting. And did you originally want to do it with someone else? You wanted to do it as a collab with someone else?
Originally, yes, I did.
Yeah, see? And that was you and your two energy. Do you see? That was just me reading that backwards.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
See what I'm saying now?
So
really, you concepted this idea in your 1 year or your 9 year.
Yeah.
So about 2 to 3 years prior, you've been wanting. So it's taken you a while to land this one on the table.
Pretty much, yeah. It's something I've pondered in my head, but never really took action.
So just a little tip, write this one down.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to understand the universe, understand numbers.
Okay, yeah.
Numbers is all around you. Whether it's the measurement of the chair that you're sitting on, or the measurement of the walls, or the time, or numbers are everywhere. So yeah. Numbers literally make up the reality. They're the code around us. So all of what I just told you was barely me using my intuition and more me just reading the numbers. So do you see? As much as we like to feel like we're on this kind of fated path of choice, where we get free will and choice, at the end of it all, there's not really any choice. So I'm not going to lie to you. your soul and your spirit has chosen a particular reason it wanted to incarnate here, and it's going to do its all to achieve that. And us, as the subconscious being that's experiencing this lifetime, sometimes struggles to get that. Because we're experiencing it in real time. We're not looking at it as a movie, so to speak. Because I believe our higher selves look at us down here kind of like we're in a movie. So it's not so real to them. Does that make sense to you? But for us, we're down here. So we're living it frame by frame, real time. So it feels a lot slower. It feels a lot, you see? That's just perspective. So, and that's how I believe, that's what a moment is to me. If you were to look at a film of the actual literal film of a movie, you'll see each individual scene broken down in the negative film. Well, back in the day anyway, they probably do different with digital now. But with the negative film, you would actually be able to see each scene. That's what I believe a moment is. No different to that.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, I mean, the only reason it appears that we move is because there's a whole bunch of different moments being pieced together, one after the other, each with a differing occurrence. Isn't the world an interesting place when we start to break it down like this, right?
It is, yeah.
So what does that mean for you, though, as the individual experiencing this? Well, as I said, your soul and spirit chose to come here and chose a purpose to come here for. So we've got a bit of a hint so far. You've got your spiritual number three life. Well, your life path number really says it all. It's your crux of why your soul and spirit chose to come here. Your parents, for example, you chose your parents. Did you know that? Your parent, see, our parents always think that they have sex and, you know, they have a child and it was their choice to copulate and whatever else. Yeah. Wrong! Wrong! Well,
so it was my choice.
The spirit intervenes before their own birth, and the spirit will influence the right combination of both genetics, experiences, etc., based on what that spirit has chosen to either attempt to achieve or achieve in this lifetime, based on what they want to do.
All right.
So that's why you're born at a very specific time, on a specific day, at a specific place. All the planets and everything are aligned in a very specific way when you're born.
Ah, okay.
How fucking special is that?
Yeah, I never looked at it like that. Wow, that's...
so super special. Yeah, and here we all are focusing on stupid bullshit on planet Earth. Oh, my God.
It does put things into perspective.
We've got the most wondrous opportunities before us. So, I reckon, because of... Oh, as well, let's have a look at your Chinese zodiac, and then I'll say what I was just about to say. So, in Chinese zodiac, you are a dog. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that already, yeah.
Great. Right, do some research on the dog as well. So, the dog's known to be very, very loyal. Very loyal, sometimes a little bit too chill. is what I'd say. But you're a wood dog as well. So, wood... to me, you know, it's your ability to be calm and grounded.
I forgot
to say as well, with the personal year four, expect stability. There's an opportunity, yes, expect stability.
Yeah.
Because there's an opportunity for you to experience stability in all areas of your life with the four energies. Think of a game board, right? You've got the four corners, you've got north, south, east, west, the four cardinal directions. It's all that stability and that symbology of, encompassing the entirety of things. So I see the number four as providing someone stability throughout all areas if that person is being the best version of them, do you see?
Yes.
But if you're not being the best version of you in all of those areas, then, yeah, can be problematic, depending on what you run into. But the energy of stability should be following you. So, in other words, if you've got any good projects you want to get off the ground, that's the energy you want to do it in.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
See what I'm saying?
Because
you've got good foundation, good footing. Whether that's financial, whether that's, you know, your podcast, you might want to level that up somehow. I don't know. You've got that really good crossover of energy, in my opinion, to do something about it between now and the end of the year. Why? Because you're stepping from that three to that four, and you don't want to waste too much time, you know. I know you do. Okay, I wouldn't be saying that to everyone. So you personally don't want to waste too much time, I know, because it won't be the be-all and end-all of where you end up, I believe. I think you want to get into TV or something down the line, if you could.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I've had thoughts like that.
I know. So if you want to go down that line, go down that line, but don't pussyfoot around about it.
That's right.
Do you get what I mean? So if you want to start doing... Okay, part of... This is where we start to turn corners and get a bit deeper, yeah?
Yeah.
Because part of your thing is your confidence.
Yes, I am confident.
But not just you. Your confidence, like your... What was that word? It came through, lol, when you messaged me reminding me about your reading. I lolled so hard.
It's not
even funny. Yes. You don't need to remind me I have a reading with you.
I know
I have a reading with you.
I was like, yeah, you would already know that, yeah.
Do you know where that comes from? And this is not a reader dick. This is just where... This is your shadow work, my friend. And that is, it comes from your lack of self-confidence. Because you're like, oh, is this guy going to show up? Is this... Am I good? Do you see? All that comes from, am I good enough?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I pay attention to everything. Not just, you know, verbal communication, not just physical communication, but non-verbal you can try and read the negative of a situation and go, what am I not seeing? What's the opposite of what I'm seeing? So I'm seeing everything I'm seeing right now, so what am I not seeing? Because there's other things here too. And try and adopt a bit of that policy. And honestly, you didn't upset me in any way. It cracked me up. I was like, this guy, I think some forgotten about him.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry. No need to be sorry. No need to be sorry at all. I just found it funny. But I thought, ooh, I need to bring that up with you to show you that point, that that's where that comes from. Because you'll notice some speech patterns, not just with me, but with other people. Even saying sorry, I do that when I'm in a space. Yeah, and other people do that when they're in the space of they're feeling like they're impeding or they're treading on toes, or and again that comes from a lack of confidence. So that's why I say you don't need to be sorry. There's nothing to be sorry about, because this is about your teachings and learnings here. It's kind of like school of hard knocks, maybe sometimes some people might call me, but it's school all the same. So everyone, you've got to grow. How else do you grow if you can't see it from another perspective?
That's right.
Basically. Well, you find it very difficult to offend. You know how you can offend me? Mm-hmm. Tell me that I said something I didn't. Then you really piss me off. Trust me, it's very difficult to offend me. Yeah. Very difficult to offend me. I'm really, really laid back. Why? Because I see it through most people's eyes.
You know, I got that vibe from you that, you know, like, you're not easily fazed by things, you know.
Mate, I've met all types of people. Yeah, like, you can't imagine the type of thing. I've met, like, from one end of the spectrum of, like, royalty to, like, murderers.
Shit.
Not joking. I've met all kinds of people, and I can tell you the same commonality about all people. Everyone's nice. Everyone's got the capability to be very nice. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Very, and despite whatever anyone's been through or what they've done, we've all got the same commonality that we can all be compassionate. If we choose to be. Mm. I've just managed to find myself in a lot of these compassionate situations. Yes. And yeah, like I said, from people you really wouldn't expect either. So the world is a funny place, and we get trained in one variety of how to live here, but that's the variety of those who want to control us and use us like batteries. For those of us who wanted to escape that system, hi, that's me, we did. Yes. And there's plenty more escaping that system. So I think you will eventually escape the system, but I think you're still stuck in it for a few years yet. Don't get me wrong. Because you won't be able, no offense, I don't think you'll be able to find the balance of how to escape but be in it at the same time. Well, and I'll tell you, so what I mean by that is, I don't support, okay, I'll give you an example. I won't buy Cadbury chocolate because this is a hypothetical, yeah. I won't buy Cadbury chocolate if I don't like their company's policies. If I want to call the radio station and get on the radio, I will just do it. If I live very in the moment, I'm confident in every step that I take, and I don't have regrets. Yeah, and I'm always the constant observer. I see you being in a similar space down the track, but in order to be able to get to that space, you have to go through your shadow work. You have to know yourself. You have to know your environment, your playing field. The world around us is full of a lot of things trying to tell us what to believe and what to do, and sometimes that can get very, very confusing when it comes to, okay, I'm Daniel, for example. This is what I want to do with my life. So how the fuck am I going to achieve that with all that in mind? Do you think? It's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, because we're, as I said, we've all been programmed that we're here to do one thing, to contribute in one way to planet Earth. But we, as a species, have actually evolved beyond that.
Yeah.
That's what we're all going through right now. Me, I'm on the spectrum end of the species that understands that we're not necessarily just here for reproduction purposes only. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, which is very traditional.
Yeah.
Do you see my point?
I see.
So that's essentially, human beings were created to reproduce to be slaves for another race, which we refer to in the Bible as God. They are another race, and yes, they are aliens, essentially. No other word. word for them. They're not from here. They're not from Terra, whatever, Melius, whatever we are, Earth. I think that's Australia, actually. Perinullius, I think that's Australia.
Yeah.
But anyways, point being is, where does that leave you? Yeah, do you see?
I see that you've
got to make sure that your energy's grounded, strong, dedicated. So, I know you've got all these pieces in you already. You've just been struggling to kind of put them together to form your space suit, let's call it, you know, your superpower fighting suit to go out in the world.
To know who I am and like what I need to do and like to know me, to know my potential fully, in that sense.
To accept your potential fully. I think you do know your potential fully on the inside. Like, I really do think you've sat there and contemplated and you actually know. You're like me. Back then I knew, but I just couldn't bring it out of myself.
Yeah.
I had to bring it out, and I've got videos, mate, before I posted my first video online, I swear to God, I've got like hundreds of videos of me starting a recording and then going, oh fuck, this is shit, and then turning the camera off, and I never posted any of them, no one's ever seen them, I can barely stand to watch them, it's cringe times 10 million, but that's what I mean. And you're a bit beyond that now. Obviously, you've been doing your public, and I only use your podcast as an example in this case, because I think, once again, you're going to go beyond podcasting if you can politely, in my own words, pull it out of yourself, because you've just got to keep finessing. It's like, do you know how they polish stones and crystals and stuff?
Yeah.
They go over it with one sandpaper, and that one's slightly rougher than the next one, and then they'll get a different grading sandpaper until they've polished it so much you can fucking see yourself in it.
But the
different sandpaper has different quality of sand, you know, gradings of sand on it and whatever else, so it gives it different. It's kind of what you do with your gift or your whatever you're trying to excel in. So in this case, the podcasting and whatnot, you're finessing it every single time. Yeah, so have fun with it, but finesse, always thinking of that, you know, just think of it, like I said, like you're polishing your diamond. When you first get the diamond, it looks like fucking shit. It's got mud all over it, it's got fucking dirt, rock attached to it. You've got to separate all that shit, you know, go through it, and then start cleansing it, and then polish it. So, and that's, think of it in that process, you're polishing your diamond. So, as much as I love you and your podcast, my intuition is telling me, my intuition speaks against me, Reese. Does that make sense? That's no one else. True, because it disagrees with me. And my intuition is telling me that you could have excelled further, you could have pushed yourself further than you have thus far. There are areas where you could have taken it to the next level, and there were maybe a few opportunity doors that I don't think you saw clearly in those moments. Looking back, you'll be like, oh yeah, I see what you're talking about. Maybe not right now, have a think after the reading even, but I feel like there are a couple of opportunities to excel. I keep being told in my head one of them was with me, but I'm trying to think about what that was and how that was.
You know, I kind of know what you're saying, because I kind of have seen some missed opportunities that I've looked back on already, so I kind of...
Do you know where that comes from? Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and then it's, again, I hate to say it, it'll start getting annoying to you, trust me, because when I have my issues too, and I start tracing my issues back, I'm like, oh, you fucker, it's the same issue.
Yeah.
And in your case, it just comes back to that self-confidence, and also balancing out, like I said, that being able to walk in the room and know that you've got the control over the energy, because you're that Leo, right? I'm a Scorpio, so I'm kind of the same, but the opposite at the same time. So what I mean by that is I'll walk in a room and everyone feels my energy, but I don't try and draw the attention of the room. A Leo generally does, in one way or another. That's what Leos are known for. They're the king of the jungle. They're the lion. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
what they're known for. And that's why I say Leos have a tendency to let their egos get out of hand or be on the other end of the spectrum where they can't control it, and therefore they Leos can come across like they're not in control of their own self-awareness, so to speak.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So, it's a, but I don't see that in you. I just see that it makes you timid. You feel timid to express your authenticity.
I do.
In all its capacity.
Yeah, I really do. Actually, that's true. Yeah, you're spot on with that. Yeah.
I know it's true. I spend most of my time telling... Isn't it funny? I get paid to tell people what they usually already know.
Nah, but, like, I was probably, like, not fully aware of that until you've brought that up, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, again, sometimes it just takes conversations like this to give us those internal aha moments because, you know, again, when we're on a certain path and we're seeing it through our eyes, we've got a limited perspective because we've got responsibilities, obligations. Do you see? They're things in our path that draw our attention away from having these kind of subtle moments of being able to look deeper within. So that's why things like meditation, yoga, things like that I recommend, or even exercise, that's another form of meditation, believe it or not. Martial arts, things like that, there are different ways to do it, but it's always recommended to do some form of contemplation.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. So do you see my future being something that's what I've never expected, like a huge door opening?
Of course it's going to be, because what you're expecting at the moment is only a portion of what it will end up being. Because until you break out of this timidness, you'll never see your full capacity to yourself. You're going to get glimmers of it until then, do you see what I mean? And that's what's going to, you know, give you the opportunity to nibble on those, excuse me, on those pieces of insight. You've already been getting some of them. You've had little snippets since you were a kid. I can feel it. And it's been these little moments of like, I feel like a star, or I feel like a celebrity, I feel like this, or I feel like... You've had these little moments along the way.
I know it sounds silly for me to ask, but do you think I'm going to be like a celebrity one day?
That's it. That's not silly. I think you have the capacity to make a brand for yourself, yes. And make yourself known, yes. Do I see yourself getting international or anything like that?
Yeah.
At the moment, on your current trajectory, slim. Like 15%, we're talking.
Yeah.
But on a domestic basis, fucking oath. I can see you building a brand or something and becoming well-known across multiple states. Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing for you to just say that. Wow, okay, yeah.
Absolutely, but this is what I mean. Until you grow, your story won't grow. You can only see as far as you're projecting. Does that make sense?
That's right. Yeah, I see.
So, but I'm the same with you. I can only see beyond things because sometimes we think we know things about ourselves that aren't actually the case.
Yeah.
And an outsider like me can spot that instantly. So that's why some things we think we don't know, but we actually did know it if we sit there and think about it.
Yeah, that's right. So you think I'm going to grow out of podcasting? Like podcasting, you don't...
No, I think you'll have podcasting, but I think podcasting was designed to get you to... I'll give you another analogy, but I'll give you a more personal one with my own life, right? I left school early because of bullying and shit, and I worked full-time at Macca's. I was always put on fucking drive-thru, mate. I hated it, but guess what? I kept getting compliments from head office. Not only was I getting compliments from head office, literally at 15, but, like, I was getting job offers to be manager at Liquorland and fucking manager here and at 15.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah.
Swear to God. So then after Macca's, where did I go? Call centre. Are you seeing the common thread yet?
Yeah.
Even the people that were making more than me, because I knew that I could find a better way. And guess what ended up happening with me?
You ended up getting...
Yes, and not just that. Well, I wasn't the only one. Me and one of my besties at work, we fucking ended up getting a certificate. We got a certificate in frontline management, Cert 4. I went to New Caledonia with Westpac. They paid $50,000, 4 days. It was fucking great.
Oh, that's amazing.
50 of my colleagues, yep, for being a high flyer. And on top of that, I was quality coaching and control, and I also fucking got the company's only quality and compliance award.
Yeah.
They never gave out another one after they gave me one, which was hilarious. And I still get job offers from that same company to this day, being like, Reese, come work for us. And I'm like, nah, you couldn't And you pay how much you're paying? Because you're not going to pay me that much to go to Rhodes again. But the point of the story is, I know call center well. I've worked in NRMA, Innovation Group, Compass Claims.
So you've done it all.
I've done ANZ, Westpac, Commonwealth Bank, St. George.
A long list.
I think there's a couple more in there, but I forget. But anyways, point being is, I got very into my call center stuff because and then again, notice that common thread. So the point of me bringing all that up for you is, I think that your podcasting is like a thread for something. I don't think it's your meat in the bone. I think it's going to be an important kind of tool.
Yeah.
In the sense of me being on the phone and learning how to read people over the phone has become a very important tool from a very young age of me working at Macca's in that same way.
Yeah.
I feel, and don't take the time length for me as a time length for you, by the way. Showing you the
an example. Yeah.
And I bet you, if you go backwards in time, you will find the arse end of the thread right back to when you were a teenager too.
Okay.
So what drew you to want to be in podcasting, right? So I bet you were at school. Were you in the debate team? Were you in something that officiated your talk? Officiated? Is that even a word? Jesus Christ.
Actually, I used to do YouTube videos.
There you go. Step one before that. Do you see what I mean?
You
can follow it backwards. So when we're older, we don't see through our young self eyes anymore. We need to.
Okay. Like,
if you're not doing what your young self wanted to do, you've just forgotten.
Okay, so like, I still have that in me to want to do what my young self did.
That's what the podcasting would be a catalyst of.
Gotcha.
The podcast has only come about because of those thoughts when you were that age.
Yeah, okay, I see that link.
Good.
Yeah, I see
very
that
good,
link. Yeah.
Because you need to evoke the thoughts from around that time in your life. Mind yourself, why did you start doing this? You've got to have the hunger and the passion and the fire.
You've got to have, you do. Okay, a lot of things make sense now. I'm looking back.
I told you, I've been waiting, literally waiting. And I'm telling you, when you start to, you know as well when you start to align some of this stuff. Your weight in the different areas that you want to get rid of it, you won't need to exercise. It'll just go away, like mine did.
Yeah.
You can ask anyone in my life. I'll send you photos. Did fucking Renee show you photos of me?
No, she didn't.
Oh, she should have. I'll send you...
send me
get
some.
Get her to show you the photo that I sent her. Hang on, I'll just go on Instagram now. I'll send it to you. Because I want you to understand that not many people will get it, but I get it, mate. I get it. And people don't understand seeing it through our eyes. But now I'm on this really weird path. Well, I'm at this really weird point where I'm at the skinniest I've ever been in my whole life, and I can't explain why. Because I'll give you an example. Do you know what I'm intending on doing after our reading?
What?
Going to get a thick shake from McDonald's.
Oh,
so it's like I go out of my way to... What's the word? To not... I eat healthy, sure, but I also eat whatever I fucking want.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When I was a kid, if I looked at a cheeseburger, I'd put on 10 kilos.
Ah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what... But the only thing I can genuinely put it down to is energy. Energy.
Yeah,
when
I
dealt with my shit and when I didn't need that protection anymore, whether it was the protection from other people, the way I... thought they felt about me, the way I thought about myself, when I didn't need any of that shit anymore, the weight disappeared because the weight was acting as a barrier in between me and that.
I got you.
On many different levels, and what is probably going to be sucky for you to like come to terms with is some of those levels for you are some of those levels the same for everybody else, and that is family. Because sometimes our family have expectations, or even just genetic stuff that gets passed down through behavior, behavior through the generations, so grandparents to parents, parents to child, child to their children. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how a lot of shit gets passed down as well, and we end up carrying the traumas and burdens of the generations before us. Or, what I've noticed is, your generation and my generation, because I think we just escape each other's generation. Wait, when are you again? No, we're in the same generation, James. We're in the same generation, sorry.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone yesterday and they were born in fucking 2002 and I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I'm reading for you. But anyways, yeah, our generation, we've been given the opportunity to basically heal ourselves and then heal what's come before us.
Yeah, I gotcha, yeah.
And I can see that, but some of us are struggling, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I can see that too. So, but I don't know what happened to me or why I'm like this, but all I know is I've come here with a very poignant purpose to help other people reach their full potential, both mind, body and soul. So, because as a collective, when we all do that on an individual level and face all of our traumas and fears and things like that, we actually help everyone around us.
Yeah, we do.
Have you ever heard that old adage, God helps those who help themselves?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that has never meant more to me since knowing that. I was like, holy shit, that brings new meaning. And my family's not a particularly religious family in any way, shape, or form. Like, I was baptized, burnt alive, because I'm a witch. But I was baptized Church of England. My brother and sister are baptized fucking Catholic. My mum's like Church of England as well, I think. But do you see what I mean? But never a particularly religious family. But my mum has always said that to me. God helps those who help themselves. So I find that very fascinating, because when you think about it, we are made in God's image, as in we are actually made. Do you want to know what the big secret of Earth is, by the way?
What
is the big secret about humans? The big secret is we are actually all gods. And people think that people like me who say that are fucking idiots. But the truth is we are actually all gods.
There's a lot of truth in that. Yeah.
Well, no, it is absolutely 100% true.
Yeah.
Explain to me in your brain where your imagination is. There's no physiological...
There's no physiological...
body.
You can't... You can't point it out. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you can't operate on the imagination.
That's right.
So, and through that gift, and I can tell you even the two people that... I can tell you God's real name. Do you want to know what God's real name is?
Yeah.
So there are two aliens, a part of a race called the Anunnaki, Enlil and Enki. Enki is the god of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
He's the one that created us. You could essentially say he's a scientist from another race of being, basically aliens. But anyone that's not from Earth is alien. So, do you see what I'm saying? Doesn't really make a difference. Doesn't mean they're green with fucking antennas. They could look exactly like us, just be from a different area of the solar system.
Yeah.
But anyways, the Anunnaki, they're known as the bird people. And so, literally, by our elders on planet Earth, many different cultures refer to them as the bird people. And Enlil, and that's probably because they came here in spaceships. Mm. So, but Enlil and Enki, Enki, as I said, is the one that created us, but the first version of humans, before Adam and Eve, could not reproduce.
Okay.
Adam and Eve, and by the way, there wasn't just Adam and Eve, there was Adam and Eve and 12 others that they don't talk about. Long story, not relevant to what we're getting into. I can get into it with you another time, but there were 12 others. But more or less essential, and if you look into the symbology behind Adam and Eve, it actually refers as well to Atom, A-T-O-M, and Eve is like the energy within the atom, and that's why Eve was made from the rib of Adam, because if you take the E out of the atom, so it's actually a scientific thing as well. But anyways, essentially the whole purpose of us was to mine for gold, and that's why our currency is based on gold. We're slaves, mate, we're batteries, but they didn't expect us to get so self-aware. And Enlil broke the rules. What rules? rules? I don't know. Whose rules? I don't know. But Enlil broke the rules and gave us self-awareness. He spliced their DNA with ours.
Ah.
Have you ever seen the bottom of a chin? Someone that's got like a tight jawline?
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like a snake. Reptilian. Have you ever noticed we used to have gills? Did you know that? Humans used to have gills?
Really?
Why is that? Because we're amphibious. Yes, they used to be on the neck, and some people have remnants of it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking literally. We are made up of the creatures around us, mate. We are the perfect science experiment. We are what happens when you know how they want to create those energy systems that just keep going, that don't require, and Nikola Tesla did one? The human is the only version of organic thing that does that. They created that. They replicated that. We are a science experiment that went fucking well beyond what anyone expected.
Beyond. Okay.
Imagine if we gave ants self-awareness. And then they went to the point of being able to travel to us. or communicate with us.
Imagine
that is essentially what you and I are living through. We're living through that right now. No other version of us has experienced this in space or time. We are living a very unique existence, and that is why we don't have communication from other species directly, because they don't want to interfere. What do you do with a science experiment when you want to see how it ends out?
You want to watch.
You're the observer. So I'm telling you right now, the Hebrew came from the planet Mars, or that was one planet that they inhabited and they blew it up. That's why it's red. The moon isn't from here. It's not from our solar system. And when I say it's fake, it's real. It's real.
Yeah.
But the moon as a planet is not real, no. That thing's a satellite.
Ah.
Scientists even joke that it's a satellite.
Okay,
so a few years ago, you can Google this. A few years ago, let me blow your mind about the moon. Some fun facts about the moon that can't be disputed and can't be fucking proven. Yeah. So fact number one, moonlight is colder than the shadows around it. Explain that.
I can't explain that.
Why is the moon colder? Why is the moon light colder? I thought the sun shone through the moon.
Because it's the sun. I thought it reflected
sunlight. So
because the light's meant to bring
the shadow.
Because the light's meant to bring colder.
Colder. Then on top of that, the moon. What do we know? The moon controls the tides, the water.
Water. Yep.
Magnetics.
That's actually a fact. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a few years ago, a satellite fucking went off track and hit the moon, right? And guess what happened?
What happened?
The moon rang like a bell.
Did it? Rang like a bell?
The mass of the moon does not match the size of the moon. It's hollow.
No way. When was this?
This is scientific. Google it.
I'm going to Google. Yeah, that's...
This is scientific. Mainstream science will tell you they can more easily disprove the moon's existence than they can prove its existence. The moon is not from this solar system.
Where do you think it's from, then?
I honestly have no fucking clue, but I can tell you I do, earnestly. Why do you think we've always been taught about the man in the moon?
Okay.
The moon is a giant space station, I can fucking guarantee you, and I can guarantee you there's transit between Earth and the moon on a daily basis. I can put my hand on my heart and say, on behalf of mine and my family's lives, that is the truth.
I'm going to look into it for sure now, man.
I don't just look at things from, is this my, intuition? I like to research and go, hang on, let's try and see if there's some fact. And when I looked into the moon, I went, whoa, why does no one look at this? Why does no one pay attention? Because the reason I was looking into the moon is because I like to study the moon phases and the effect that it has on people.
Yeah.
That's how I got into it, and I had to put it down because it opened up way too many more questions, and I was like, holy shit balls, I'm just going to have to leave that one there until planet Earth wakens And you'll find some scientists that say certain things, but I swear to God, find me something that explains how the moon got there, the size of the moon versus why it rang. Why did it ring like a bell?
So when man has landed on the moon before, do you think, like...
Landed on the moon before, are you talking about, like, the Americans?
Like Neil Armstrong and stuff, yeah.
No, I don't believe that was... I'm one of those people that are supposedly called a conspiracy theorist. That what we saw did not physically happen in the way that they purported to happen. Did they go to the moon? Yeah. Was that a shot of the moon? No.
What was that?
That was filmed in a studio.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. This has been years and years of, like, who do you think created television? This isn't even conspiracy, it's fact. The CIA.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're called television programs? What do you change? What do you change on the TV?
Yeah.
The channel.
The channel, yeah. okay.
Television.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Break it down. You're telling a vision.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Mm.
Sugar.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Sorry to cut you off. You're going to say, fuck, I look at things in, like, the randomest way.
No, but it's in a very unique, great way, you know? Like, people would never look at that side of things that you look at, which is, I find, quite amazing in itself.
You know? Thank you, but I believe you have the same ability. It just takes... we've been programmed. We've all been programmed. I mean, I probably escaped a lot of the programming, and I can even tell you why. Because my family, I wasn't really raised by rules, per se. Like, I like to joke and say I was raised by wolves, even though I was raised by both my parents in different capacities.
Yeah.
You know, single-parent relationship, but still raised by both my parents. I've still kind of formed myself. So remember before how I said you need to wake up that fucking young version of yourself and remind yourself why you started?
Yeah.
That part of me never went to sleep. And you see, society is designed to make that part of you go to sleep from about the age of 7 or 8.
Because of the information they put in you, yeah.
No, because it prevents you from then going off and doing what you want, as opposed to doing what they want, which is being a battery for the system in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's exactly right. You are considered no different to cattle, my friend. So you are a number. So am I. Welcome to the club. Okay. That's what we are experiencing as a collective society right now. We're actually breaking free of that as a collective. We are absolutely breaking free of that. There are too many people like me who know the fucking truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an incredible time to be here, but this is why you're also witnessing a lot of deaths at the moment. There's a lot of souls that are going, I don't want to be here for what's about to happen.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
You've got the most brilliant shit on your path, but I want to work with you over time so that you get out of your own way. Yeah.
Mm.
I told you before, I'll do a fucking podcast with you, but you got to listen to me.
Yeah.
See, 2 points that came up in your pre-reading that if I don't mention it, I might forget again, and I remembered before and I almost forgot. So, first point, you need to learn to take criticism better.
Yeah, actually, sometimes I can look at it just in a negative way.
Well, you get in your feels, but that's okay, because I get that, because I've been in your shoes. Mm. So I get why you get in your feels.
Yeah.
But take criticism. One day, I can't directly pinpoint when it was in my life, but one day I started seeing criticism from a different angle, where I was like, no, I want to... I almost use criticism... People think that it will knock me off my perch, but people have seen over the years, I take criticism and use it as fuel.
And that's what I should use it as motivation.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. But to be able to do that, I'm not going to lie to you, is a skill.
Because
you have to really push your
ego
down for a second and go, shut the fuck up, I get it stings,
yeah.
But... let's look at it constructively yeah, they're right, I fucked up. Like, I've been in a few positions, even in the last few months, where people have called me out on something, and I've been like, you know what, you're fucking right, I was a shit cunt. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
You just bite the bullet. Do you know why? Because when we don't, we actually create shadow work for ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
So you're creating more work for yourself to go and clean up later.
To go and clean up later, yeah.
Because you just weren't authentic in the moment. And that's why I stopped working in mainstream jobs. Because I was trying to be my authentic self and I had to follow too many goddamn rules, mate.
Yeah.
Too many goddamn rules. I like rules, don't get me wrong. Rules are what... There's a joke, and it's actually a line in a movie as well. Well, I see it as a joke anyway, but rules are what separate us from the animals.
I've heard that a few times.
It's in John Wick, but it's an old adage, but I love it. It cracks me up, because we are fucking animals, so we are actually carnal by nature anyway. It's hilarious. What separates us really from the animals is self-awareness. Animals are self-aware of themselves, but if you notice, they can only stick to their programming.
Yeah.
It is only when we influence them, have you noticed?
That's when they start to...
Correct. That's when they can do these extra bibbidi-bobbidi-boo things. Like, my dog could be basically a human being.
Because of...
You're special. Mate, this reading is all about you being special and knowing how fucking special you are and living up to that speciality, yeah? Because there's no other person here that's come to be Daniel.
Can I ask you another thing?
You can ask me whatever you want, my friend.
How big is my potential? If I find my potential, what can I achieve if I... You know, if
I love that you're asking me this, I'll be honest, but it shows me where your mindset's at.
I'm going to put
it to you, because you should be telling me what you're capable of, but I'll tell you what you're capable of,
we'll riff
from there. Mate, you're capable of, I can see it in one leg, you're capable of running multiple entrepreneurialism. That's what, to put it in one word, entrepreneurialism.
Really? Maybe I should just be more confident.
You're not destined to be but you have to be careful. Remember what I prefaced with at the beginning? You're a Leo.
Yeah.
So without meaning to, you can tread on toes with that big ego of yours.
Yeah. Do you see in my future for sure that I'm going to be someone like that? Or...
If you don't pull your finger out, you won't, no.
Okay.
You'll be stuck in a cycle, my friend, and it will feel like you're going nowhere.
Yeah.
But you don't feel like that to me. Your energy doesn't feel like that, and you've progressed since I met you. I can feel that you've even progressed since we've met.
You reckon? In what way?
In the way of you've become more disciplined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've become more disciplined in many different areas. You also have actually started listening more to people, like taking in and on board deeper what people are saying to you. So that thing about me, what I said about feedback and taking criticism better, it's kind of your like leveling up on that situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you already have done a bit of that. I can feel that. You already have leveled up a bit in that area where you did start to take it deeper and deeper and work with it as opposed to against it.
Yeah.
But do some more work in that and finesse it.
Yeah.
Remember what I said before? Finesse. Sometimes we have to keep going back over it and polishing it until it's right at the right, smoothness that we like.
Yeah.
But another area that I think you could improve on, but I think you have done some improving on, is scheduling. Making sure that you're attending to you necessarily in all the right ways. Do you see my point?
Yeah.
So I think you have been leveling up even since we've started talking, and that could be through influence of Renee. It could be through influence of you having some moments of alone time to think about things. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So being you, bit of friends.
So yeah, guys, that was my psychic reading today with Reese. I cut it a little bit short because I just wanted to get in the main points in what he's came across to me in his message. So I've definitely taken a few things away from his reading. It was a very interesting reading, and it definitely certainly opened my eyes in a few aspects of what I need to of how I need to grow in my own personal life. So thank you, Reese, for coming onto the podcast and giving me that very special reading. Now, guys, if you want a reading with Reese, search up the Here and Now Oracle, the Purple Flame, and book your appointment. Book in to see Reese because he does give some fantastic readings. So, yeah, guys, once again, thank you for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Feel free to tell your friends, share to your friends. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Wise Words with Dan. And, yeah, guys, until next time, thank you for listening to my episode.